The News Services Division of Akashvani presents Employment News.
Welcome to the Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. We begin with the Ministry of Defence, Government of India invites applications for the post of Administrative Officer, Group A gazetted in Level 10 of the pay matrix as per the 7th CPC. This position is based at the National Defence Academy in Pune to be filled on a promotion and deputation basis. Applicants should hold a recognized university degree or its equivalent and possess at least 5 years of experience in establishment and personnel administration. Candidates must either be holding an analogous post on a regular basis in their parent cadre or department, or 2 years of service in Level 8 in the pay matrix as per the 7th CPC, or have 3 years of service in Level 7 in the pay matrix as per the 7th CPC. The applications should be sent to the Principal Director Personnel, Headquarters, Integrated Defence Staff, Ministry of Defence, Room Number 33, Kashmir House, Rajaji Marg, New Delhi, 110011, within 60 days from the date of publication in the Employment News. The maximum age limit for appointment by deputation is 56 years as of the closing date of applications. For more details, kindly visit https://mod.gov.in or go on to the Employment News website, that is www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, MSDE, Government of India, has issued a vacancy circular inviting applications for the post of chairperson in the National Council for Vocational Education and Training. Established on December 5, 2018, the NCVET serves as a non-statutory regulatory authority tasked with overseeing both long- and short-term vocational trainings across the country. The role of chairperson offers a fixed monthly remuneration of 2,25,000 rupees plus allowances. Government employees applying for this position must submit their applications through the proper channel along with self-attested copies of relevant supporting documents. Further details, including the application performer and eligibility criteria, can be found on the Ministry's website at www.msde.gov.in. The Ministry of Defence, Government of India invites applications for the prestigious position of Principal Administrative Officer Group A, based in Mumbai, under the administrative control of Naval Headquarters. This key role offered on a deputation basis is classified in Level 13. Interested candidates are encouraged to submit their applications in the prescribed format along with all necessary documentation within 60 days of the publication of this advertisement. For further details, please visit the official Employment News website or contact the Directorate of Civilian Personnel at Naval Headquarters, Ministry of Defence, or go onto the website https://mod.gov.in. Central Agricultural University, Imphal, invites applications from qualified candidates for the prestigious positions of a dean and a director. The application form is available on the university's website and it should be submitted as hard copies by giving prescribed fee to the university by registered or speed post address to the registrar, Central Agricultural University, Lamphalpat, Imphal, Manipur, 795004, and must reach by 19th September 2024. There is a non-refundable application fee of 1,000 rupees and 500 rupees for SC, ST and PWD candidates and no fee for women candidates. This must be paid through online or state bank collect as per the payment guidelines available on the university website. For detailed information and to download the application form, please visit the official university website at www.cau.ac.in. The Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, invites applications for various posts on a deputation or transfer basis for an initial period of 1 year. The available positions include Senior Private Secretary and Private Secretary, classified under Group B gazetted with pay levels 8 and 7 respectively. Eligible candidates should submit their applications within 60 days from the date of publication in the Employment News. Detailed information including eligibility criteria, application procedures and other relevant details can be found on the ITAT website at http://www.itat.nic.in. Armoured Vehicles Nigam Limited, AVNL, a leading defence public sector undertaking under the Ministry of Defence, invites offline applications for the position of Junior Manager, Mechanical, on a fixed tenure contract basis at its AVNL Institute of Learning in Avadi, Chennai. This is a full-time contractual engagement with a competitive monthly basic pay of 30,000 rupees plus allowances. Indian citizens meeting the eligibility criteria can apply within 21 days from the publication of this advertisement. For further details regarding job specifications, scope of work and application procedures, please visit the AVNL website at www.avnl.co.in. The Krishna Waters Dispute Tribunal under the Ministry of Jal Shakti is seeking to fill one position of assessor in the pay level 15 as per the 7th CPC. This role is open for deputation including short-term contract or re-employment from employees of central government, state governments, UTs, PSUs, autonomous, semi-government and statutory organizations. Detailed eligibility criteria and the application performer are available on the Ministry of Jal Shakti's website. The deadline for application submission is 60 days from the date of this advertisement. Please note that employees currently working in the Krishna Water Disputes Tribunal cannot apply for this post. The applications must be sent in to Administrative Officer, Krishna Water Disputes Tribunal, 3 Court 1, 3rd Floor, Bikaji Kama Place, New Delhi, 110066. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. For further details and more vacancies, you may pursue the Employment Newspaper or go on to their website www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Remember to stay proactive in your job search and keep exploring new avenues for career growth. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success. Goodbye and have a productive day ahead.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. It is also available on our mobile app and website newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with employment news as the subject.